What is it about an Uber ride that makes us confess?
Okay, let's try to form a connection. Ask him something original. Something no one else would ask.
So, how long you been driving for Uber?
Job stress, family matters, relationship troubles.
Nailed it.
Leave it all in the back seat with Anna and Raven's Uber Therapy on Star 99.9.
Raven and I always joke that we get the best advice from our Uber drivers late at night.
You know what happens is we're out, you're enjoying yourself, you're having a good time, your inhibitions are down. I'm not going to say why or exactly how watered we might be, but you call, you get that ride, you get in the car, and they're there for you.
I've gotten the best advice about parenting, my husband, like even how to like cook a chicken from my Uber drivers on the way home. And that's why we figured we needed to bring in some of our favorite Uber drivers to give you advice.
Yeah, please welcome Ryan and Anthony here with us today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And you guys are actually engaged.
We are.
Yes.
We are.
Do you find that when people get into your Uber, get into your car, that they are looking to talk to you?
Yes.
Automatically.
And what are like some of the crazy things they talk to you about?
Relationships, school,
work.
Just everyday life, work, things that happened to them prior to before getting in the Uber ride, just whatever's going on in their current life.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the parents are always talking about the kids.
Right. I mean, I had one woman tell me how to clear up her rash. Like, it was like, she was have you tried, like, this kind of lotion? And I'm like, oh, no.
It sounds like your rash
right.
Then.
No, I mean, she's... no. It was phenomenal. Put a disclaimer out there. You guys are not actually psychiatrists or doctors of any sort.
No.
You just give really good advice to people.
Yeah.
Well, they're students of human nature, right? So, I mean, it's just like any percentage. They're exposed to more and more people talking to people from different walks of life, so they've got great perspective.
We asked you to email us questions that you have for Ryan and Anthony, and here is one of them. Dear Uber drivers, I've been seeing this man for 8 months now, and I haven't met his parents. He has met almost all of my family and has spent almost every holiday with us. When he does leave to go see his family, I ask him if he wants me to go with him, but he always declines. I don't understand. I always thought I was a mother's dream. Is it me, or should I be worried that he doesn't want me to meet his family?
Scandalous.
I mean, I wouldn't worry too much, you know, meeting somebody's family with certain people. I know it's serious. So maybe he's just taking his time and, you know, not necessarily he doesn't want you to meet them, but he's just basically waiting for the right time.
Most guys are, you know, they hold their parents at high regard and they really, you know, want to tiptoe towards that meeting. And guys are really nervous about meeting their mother because that's a reflection of the woman you're bringing.
Just take it easy.
Yeah.
See, my initial reaction was that he has a whole secret family that he doesn't want her to know about.
I'm with you.
Right?
I mean, I was thinking the same thing. Secret family. And every time that he leaves to go see this girlfriend, they think he's going to work.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, you know, some guys, you know, they're really secretive, but I doubt with the parents.
See, that's why they're the ones giving the advice, Raven, or not us. We'd be like, leave that dude.
Right. I'm in the back seat.
Women are very straight.
We're going to have more Uber therapy with Ryan and Anthony all this week on Star 99.9. But if you want to score yourself a $50 gift card to Uber, call us now at 1-800-330-9999. First person that tells us the phrase that pays, it's theirs.
Star 99.9.